welcome back to Pet World Insider. I have a great guest with me on the phone right now. I love visiting their sanctuary. There is liveliness, there are colors, there is just everything great about birds at this sanctuary. On the phone with me, I've got Vinette Hill. Vinette, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, tell our listeners a little bit about the Lily Sanctuary.
The Lily Sanctuary is a parrot rescue sanctuary. We rescue mostly taking in birds that people relinquish to us, and we try to rehabilitate them. Our goal is to adopt them out to wonderful forever homes. Some cannot be adopted. Some are injured, ill. We do everything we can to help them get better and get a better life.
You have been doing this for a while. How'd you get started?
We got started with one bird, an umbrella cockatoo named Lily. And Lily was to have a very, very short lifespan because she was diagnosed with a terminal illness and was only going to live a week. And Lily actually gave us 21 years. And she was such a precious miracle girl. She taught us about birds. And because of her, and while she was alive, we founded the sanctuary to help other birds.
You know, I think one of the interesting things, I've been to the sanctuary a number of times, and I always treasure the moments there. You really did change your lives because of Lily and the wonderful birds that you have at the sanctuary.
Completely changed our lives. We had no idea we were going in this direction. I was a writer, Dan was making money, and we've always loved animals, and we just totally went in a different direction. Our life became that of very dedicated people, loving the animals more than anything, loving what we do, caring for them way before ourselves, and it just took us completely off the map from where we might have thought we were going.
Yeah, I would say so. Why is there such a need for parrot sanctuaries?
You know, who'd have thought 20 years ago? Parrots are exotic, beautiful, expensive, need a lot of care. And 20 years ago, you would never think that there would be a shelter for birds. But because of domestic breeding, pet stores or bird stores selling more birds, there are more birds around because they have 30, 50, 80-year lifespan, depending on the species. And they're a lot of work, and people don't realize what they're getting into, or even if they do, their lives change. And all of a sudden, we have this whole, what you would think is another world of exotic parrots that need help, but they're right up there with dogs and cats. There's so many of them, even strays. We've gotten 4 birds from one of our local shelters within 6 months.
Wow, that's a lot. That's
big
a lot.
Birds, macaws, yeah. Cockatoos.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's surprising. Yet when you think about it, adopting a bird is not just a big commitment, but it's a lifelong commitment.
It is. It absolutely is. And lives can change. And, you know, we always hope that we can do it forever, that the people we adopt to can do it forever. But our forever and the bird's forever may not be the same thing. So there is a need, and they're so, so special and specialized that they need the right kind of home. You can't just go pick one up from the pound and drop it off, which nobody should do anyway with anything, but you know what I mean.
Right. No, absolutely. I think the other thing that, you know, if you're considering getting a bird, you really need to understand that birds live a really long time.
Yes.
What's the average time for parrots?
Well, parrot is an umbrella word, really, for most of the species of birds that we think of. Cockatoos, cockatiels, the little ones, macaws, all of those are under the umbrella of parrot. The conures, the smaller ones, they live maybe about 30 years, and Amazon's African greys, 50 plus. The big guys, the cockatoos and the macaws, 80, we've even heard more than 80 years. It's a long time.
There's a lot to caring for a bird. It's not just simply getting a bird, getting a cage, and happily ever after. What are some of the biggest things that those who are contemplating getting parrots should take into consideration?
They really need to consider the bird's needs above their own, and they need to try to match their lifestyle with the birds. There are some that don't require as much attention. Most of them really do require a lot of attention, and their behavior will mimic what they are or are not getting. They're very social animals. They need sociability. They need love and attention. They need fresh food, fresh fruits and vegetables every day. I make 33 breakfast dishes every morning.
I've been there.
Besides pellets, nuts, seeds. Yeah, you've seen the operation. It's really ridiculous.
That's amazing.
They need good food, and they need good care, and their cages need to be clean, and they need outdoor air and sunshine, and they really need a lot from their human. And it's just if you have a lifestyle where you travel all the time, or you work 12 hours a day, or it's really not the right pet for you.
Yeah, the other thing they need is they need stimulation in their cages as well. And
yes.
And that's something that I really learned from being at the Lily Sanctuary. In fact, I was so moved by it that I went home. I've got my two young daughters, 4 and 7. And I said, we're going to do something for the sanctuary. And frankly, all sanctuaries love these types of things. But we buy so many things in boxes these days. And those empty little boxes become toys for the birds.
I
get such a kick out of it. And I know it's a little strange for me to show up and deliver a carload of boxes to you, but I enjoy it. It's doing that little extra bit, and it's something that we can all be doing.
Yeah. It's not strange for us at all, but I imagine when you're loading them at home, it feels strange.
Vinette, what's the website address for people who want to follow up on what you're doing?
Oh, we have a wonderful website. It's www.lilysanctuary, and that's lily like the flower, L-I-L-Y, sanctuary.org.
Vinette, thanks for joining us. Thanks for everything you do. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll
be right back after more messages.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.